Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 8:32 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is January 19th. Well, an interesting day here today. We see that the Wall Street indices are closing up just over 1%. The majority of Europe was positive today, with probably the best performer being Spain, which was also up over 1%. The Hang Seng was up over 1% today. Australia was down a bit, down about 1%. The Nikkei was a little bit softer as well. Indonesia pushed onwards to another new high. Chile continues to extend the breakout on the well-received presidential election there. And we continue to see that this really is quite a bullish environment for stock markets generally. The bond markets were also interesting in here today because you had UK gilts softer by 0.75 point, and that pushes the yield above the 4% level again, which is a psychological and lateral area of resistance that if gilts can sustain that move above the 4% level on the yield, that really would suggest that what we've had over the last year has been a really big downside or failed downside break, and the likelihood that the yield is going to push back up into that overhead long base formation would be further bolstered. And of course, the 30-year and the 15-year yields remain within those long base formations that were not broken down from in the big drawdown last year, or that huge demand for sovereign bonds of all hues as safe havens during the worst of 2008's panic. Today was also a relatively firm day for the dollar. Part of the reason that you have the strength in the UK equity markets and dollar strength today is in part due to speculation that the healthcare bill isn't going to make it through the Senate in the USA, which is broadly supportive of the dollar for the simple reason that the country probably can't afford it in the first place. But the interesting point is that the dollar is strongest against the euro, and the euro continues to weaken against a large number of currencies as speculation about the problems within the eurozone continue to motivate investors to start betting against the currency. We continue to see that Greece has these very large deficits in tandem with a number of other European countries, and Germany's investor confidence today was also that bit weaker. Interestingly, the pound was stronger against both the euro and the dollar in here today. And obviously the UK isn't without its own problems, but there is also the advantage that the UK had from getting its devaluation in first. So it's not that there's any particular strength in the UK, more that there is weakness just about everywhere else. But with gilts pushing above the 4% level, there is also this speculation that we are closer to the end of quantitative easing in the UK than might otherwise have been expected before Christmas, and that is also helping to put a bid under the pound. Against the euro, though, the pound has been stronger now for I think 6, if not 7, consecutive days, and it's moved by a full 3p. So it is really becoming a little bit overbought in the short term, but over the medium term, there is a strong likelihood that the pound bottomed a year ago, and that we are in what promises to be probably a lengthy base formation against the euro at least. I don't think there's any evidence that it's conclusively bottomed against some of the stronger currencies, but against the euro and against the dollar, there's a strong likelihood the pound has bottomed, and that would suggest that we're in a volatile base building phase. This was also a rather pivotal day for some of these commodities, because with that little bit of dollar strength, it didn't impede the commodity markets very much at all. Copper was firmer by a full 8.5 cents. Palladium was up another $18. Platinum was up $50. Gold was up just under $5 on the spot rate. Silver was up 37 cents, pushing on to $19 now in silver. So this is really quite positive action. And against the background that we're that of a relatively firm dollar here today, that really is very impressive action indeed. The sugar market was firmer by a full cent on the US traded contract and pushing up to 29 cents now. So extending this breakout from that rather lengthy trading range in rather emphatic fashion. Lumber is also looking really quite firm and has probably been the biggest laggard of all the industrial commodities, but has bottomed and has broken that very long-term progression of lower highs. So there is the strong likelihood that lumber really does is much closer to its next bull market than the than its next bear market. And when we look at markets generally, the commodity markets remain in robust health. A number of those industrial metals had pulled back over the last couple of weeks, but not in any kind of dynamic fashion, and they have really been consolidating that little bit of an overbought condition that they developed at the end of last year. And there is the strong likelihood that we're going to see further strength in the industrial metal complex. The precious metals are being led higher by palladium, and platinum is certainly attempting to play catch up here. And that is broadly supportive of the gold price, which continues to consolidate above this $1,100 level and is also firming in other currencies. So that's all broadly positive action. With government bonds, the gilts really do look like they can move lower here. They've distributed below the prior range now, and it they do appear that they can move lower, and they would need to push back above 115 to really question that. And they're probably the first of the big government bond markets to break lower from these prevailing ranging phases that have been prevalent for much of the last 6, 7 months. So the UK is certainly looking interesting here, and when you have the FTSE pushing above 5,500 yesterday and sorry in here today, and extending the breakout from that 4 month range, there is nothing that has happened to really question the bull market hypothesis. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.